Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I don't know which is sadder to me, watching the show or being on the show. Either would rank as the most depressing thing I could think of. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I know it's early, but bear with me. I watched Eric Dane's goodbye video on Netflix. It's called My Final Words. And I think the first one was done by Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
And so he knows he's at the end. And he comes on the show and he answers questions. And then he looks at the camera and he says his final goodbyes. And you, as a viewer, watch it. I think that's the most compelling. Someone who's facing that kind of, I don't know, end of life experience. For me, I just my heart goes out to him, goes out to his family. But I couldn't look away. Listen, this is the very last, like the final. It was like probably, I don't know, several minutes, a good half hour of questions and answers. But this was the, when the commentator left and he goes, I'm going to have you look at that camera and say your final words. His last things were to his daughters.
I hope I've demonstrated that you can face anything. You can face the end of your days. You can face hell with dignity. Fight, girls. And hold your heads high. Billy and Georgia, you are my heart. You are my everything. Good night. I love you. Those are my last words.
And they were. And I'm telling you right now, if there's anything, I think there's a lesson in this. I know it's sad. ALS, it's tragic. Lou Gehrig's disease is awful. And it took him fast, it took him quickly, and it took him fiercely. And it's very sad. But there's also something to be said about what was he focused on in the end? Was he talking about his great career? Was he talking about all the money he made? All the people that he knew? In the end, it was his family. In the end, it was his girls. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh. I don't know.
I'm fascinated.
I know it's kind of deep for this early in the morning.
It's heavy. I mean, that's very heavy content.
My son came down and he was like, what are you watching? And I was like, you should see. This is a lesson. I don't know. I just could not stop watching it.
So the show, the premise of this whole show is to get people their final goodbyes, their final interview, their final moments.
Yeah.
Captured on film. And Jane Goodall did it. And did she know she was dying?
Well, because did she pass away of old age, or was it just something that they were like, well, eventually.
But she could have recorded that, you know, 4 years ago, and it was just in the can.
Yeah.
Is it just Jane and Eric who have these specials out right now?
That's all I could find.
Makes you wonder who they've already talked to.
Correct.
That they have. I don't know. It just seems creepy to me that Netflix is going to make money off of people dying.
Well,
because you're tuning in, go, ooh, I wonder what he's going to say. And you know, somebody on this show isn't going to be as diplomatic as he was.
Listen.
And somebody's going to be like, and let me say another thing. And they're just going to blow it.
I would rather watch that than watch people stranded on an island trying to fall in love. Right? Or somebody figuring out who a traitor
naked
is.
Naked and like, afraid?
You know what I mean? Like, this is actually, like, I don't know, compelling real-life television, I think. Like, the reality television.
Is it reality, though?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If anything, we're all going to face a final day.
Yeah, but
we're not all going to go to an island.
And I'm not saying this is the case with Eric, but how do you know he told you the truth in that interview on the way out?
Why would you? At this point, what are you doing? If he did, then God bless him. That's what he's leaving us with.
What you're leaving behind. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a pessimist in me. I'm creeped out by the whole thing that Netflix is making money off of this guy's demise.
He did it willingly. This was a choice. Okay.
I'm sure there's money being routed to his family.
Oh, I'm sure he got paid. I bet. Well, that's another question. How much you getting paid for your final interview as a famous person? That's got to be a lot of zeros at the end of that.
You could care less about money. That's what I'm convinced about.
He did it. This is absolutely ridiculous. Nobody needs this much coffee. And how much coffee is enough coffee? It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
I've definitely drank this much coffee in a day.
Oh, boy. Like a pot?
This is at least a pot of coffee.
So Dunkin' is now selling 48-ounce buckets. Of iced coffee.
It's an actual bucket with a straw coming out of it.
Oh, for one person.
Yes, for one person. This is not a share thing.
It's like, you know how they have the box of Joe?
Yeah,
you can bring like a box of Joe and a bucket of iced coffee.
It reminds me of, you know, the McDonald's trick-or-treat buckets that they give out?
Yeah.
It's like that size.
It's about that size.
With a lid.
And the lid has a giant straw coming out of it.
Oh, my gosh.
48 ounces.
Are people going to walk around drinking
48 ounce. Let's break this down. First of all, it's $9. Is that a deal?
I think so.
It's basically 6 cups of coffee.
Wow.
So
$9 for six cups.
Just to put this into perspective, the bucket is 48 ounces. Your giant Stanley that you walk in here with, your Stanley mug, the insulated cup there is 40 ounces.
And I filled this with coffee
and then drank
additional coffee.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Later in the day.
2-liter soda is 68 ounces, so you're not that far away from a 2-liter of coffee. So I asked the Mayo Clinic on their website, how much caffeine should you get in a day? What's safe? And they say up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day seems safe for most adults. That's about the amount of caffeine in 4 cups of brewed coffee.
So
you're getting it all in one purchase.
Yep. Yep.
That's the equal to 10 cans of cola or 2 energy shots, 2 energy drinks, like a Monster type thing.
Well, you know how many people drink 2 energy drinks a day?
Like, a lot.
Folks are already consuming this much.
I think a lot of people may drink this much coffee anyway, so you're right.
When I was a wedding DJ, one of my coworkers, we'd have to stop at a gas station. He would get a 4-pack of Red Bull, and he would drink an entire 4-pack of Red Bull for just one event.
How can you maintain your bodily functions with that much Red Bull? How? Like, your heart has to be just, which is making your brain crazy. Like, how are you just not running in circles?
So this is being test marketed in parts of New England. It's not here. So you can't go to Dunkin' and you can't get your bucket of coffee yet. What do you think the odds are that this is going nationwide?
I mean, people seem like they're pretty judgy on it. And because of that, I don't know what they're going to. But I kind of want them to.
They also had lines around the corner at all of the stores that were test marketing.
Yeah, let them test it out on those Patriots fans.
We have breaking news, everybody. A legendary face is retiring.
Yeah?
You won't have Mr. Clean to kick around anymore. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBE.
Or it's brilliant. It's the most brilliant campaign that a clean...
Oh, we're all dumb.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, what? Why would Mr. Clean retire? Dude's a cartoon. But it's just run its course.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what they plan on doing with this campaign, but I thought it was brilliant. And I was like, of all the spokespeople, Mr. Clean is the least annoying of them, right?
They had a pretend press conference.
Yeah.
With him. And here's the message on their social media. Mr. Clean has his own social media pages, by the way. It says, if you're reading this, the rumors are true. I'm saying goodbye to the world of cleaning in pursuit of new hobbies. Stay clean. We did learn one thing. His first name. Mr. Clean has a first name. Veritable.
What?
Veritable.
V-E-R-I-T-A-B-L-Y. Veritably. Known as Mr. Clean.
Oh my gosh.
So they're going to rebrand it, and either he's going to brand other things, or it's like, oh, I realized I couldn't leave because I love this so much. I'll miss the people. And all of the corporate... other corporate social media accounts are commenting on it. Like the Pillsbury Doughboy is like, excited to see what's next for you, friend, with a little heart next to it.
Oh my gosh.
So dumb.
I'll tell you, honestly, though, I think it's time for Flow, Progressive Flow. I think that's kind of run its course.
I like Flow.
Everybody loves, but don't you think it's a little past its shelf life? And the little gecko.
From Geico?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the gecko?
I'm just saying, haven't they run their course a little bit? Are they as effective as they once were? Like, I'm just saying, maybe it's time to
What's next? You want Tony the Tiger to retire?
He's been retired, Toucan I Sam? Think. I think he retired. He re-retired and came out of retirement.
Did he? I heard the real reason that Mr. Clean is leaving is because he fathered a child with Betty Crocker.
Oh.
He found out. They're going to do some DNA tests.
What a scandal.
The Morton Salt girl. They're going to find out who her father really is.
Get out of here.
The great news.
Megan Maroney surprised fans at a recent pop-up show by promising to sign something for every single person in the crowd.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this was at a bar. This was not at a 10, 15, 20,000 seat venue. Fans stayed until every single person got their moment. It was her Meet Me on Cloud 9 show this past weekend. She said that I was going to play three songs for y'all, which I just did. And now I'm going to sign something for every single person here tonight. They lined up and everybody got their CDs or their vinyls or their shirts.
Now, did she say it like Oprah? Like, everybody's got... You'll get an autograph. You'll get an autograph. You all get autographs.
A Nashville steakhouse co-owned by Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean, and a former baseball player named Adam LaRoche has, quote, paused operations. And they are currently closed. E3 Chop House, which is kind of a swanky, highfalutin place located in Nashville's Hillsboro Village, shut its doors on Valentine's Day weekend. A message on their website says, we're temporarily pausing operations as we evaluate what Nashville needs next. Our team is assessing market opportunities and exploring potential rebrand and reconcept strategies for the future of this location. That doesn't sound temporary to me.
Well, it sounds like they're going to open up as something different.
So a lot of these places, when you go to Nashville and you see Jason Aldean's this and Luke Combs that, it's a licensing thing. That most of them have nothing to do. I think Dirk's might actually own his, but out of all those bars you see, it's all licensing. So like when Florida Georgia Line broke up, they had their own bar. Mm-hmm. They broke up. That licensing agreement went out the window, and now it's Lainey Wilson's place.
Right.
So they just slapped another name on it, and I wonder if they're going to do that with this.
Just make it a Waffle House. That's what everybody out there wants.
That's
anyways.
What they all want. By the way, the final story in country music news isn't really a story, but Thomas Rhett's wife still has not had that baby.
What?
She wasn't due until March.
She was in labor like 2 weeks ago.
That's what he said. She had early labor pains. So, yeah.
Were they like Braxton Hicks? Have they said, like,
know.
Is she still at the hospital?
She's got to be home.
She's got to be home.
She's got to be home.
It's her fifth one. She's like, nah.
There's also a possibility they had the baby 2 weeks ago and they just don't want to tell people yet. There's also that. Somebody would have narked.
Yeah.
I know there's all kinds of laws and stuff. Somebody would have been like, oh.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.